What's up, y'all? You already know what time it is. It's your man, Lil Ump. That's right. And I come to do what they simply cannot do, man. And that's tell y'all that the Wake and Bake Show is about to come back at y'all, man. That's right. Season 2, what y'all been waiting on, man, is about to come right back at you. But until then, man, y'all stay focused, y'all stay positive, and y'all stay motivated to changing your own life. And that's just another one from your man, Lil Ump, in the Wake and Bake Show. And that's how it's done. You know what time it is. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Show. What's up, y'all? You already know what time it is, man. Welcome to another motherfucking episode of Wake and Bake with Up, man. And you already know who I am. I'm motherfucking Big Up, man. And today's episode, man, episode 7, man, is about goals or problems too, people. And man, do we got one for you, man. I'm trying to tell you. Because, man, in order to make this motherfucking episode right here, man, I had them set the goal, but damn, this shit was a problem to get started. My shit was freezing up, man. My goddamn Pro 2, man. Look, I already did one episode, lost the vocals on the motherfucker. You know what? But because it was a goal, man, I had to solve the problem and get right to this shit, man. So I said, fuck it. I strapped everything, man. Set right back down. Me and my motherfucking wife got everything set back up, man. And here we are, man. That's right, because goals are problems too, people. So if you don't like problems, stop setting goals for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason a lot of y'all don't accomplish the goals that y'all set for yourself, because they become problems for you, man. You know what I'm saying? And you have to solve a problem to accomplish it, man. And so that's what this episode right here is about, man. This episode is about, man, look, goals are problems too, man. Goals are problems too. So, yeah, we're going to get right into this, man, because, look, I got up, man, and I started listening to this guy named goddamn Earl Nightingale, and he was talking about one time he had took this ride with this guy in a car, and they went through this nice, affluent neighborhood and shit. And so he went from the town, so he asked the guy, like, who owned all these houses? So the guy went and explained it to him and shit about who owned all the houses. But no sooner did he explain that shit, the next things out to drive about was, but shit, most of them got it off the back or other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, insinuate that the only reason these people were successful and the only reason they had these things because they had to shit somebody else out of getting what they had to achieve these things. Now, I ain't saying what he's saying ain't true, but goddamn, come on, man, all the people in the neighborhood. And see, that's what I say about people, man. That's what I say about, you know, people we know in our lives and shit, man. See, people would rather make shit seem fucked up And to rather accept the fact that sometimes you just got to get off your ass and go get the shit that you want, man. Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of them people in them neighborhoods, man, probably did a lot of shit for the community. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't like rich people, successful people don't got problems, man. They just solve their problems, man. That's the only difference between being successful and the reason you not successful. Because, see, you got some problems in your life, man, and because you ain't solved them and moved past them, you ain't motherfucking gotten away in your life. And that's just how shit work, people. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, that's how I got the way I was at, man. Man, I had to get rid of the problems in my life, man, so I could start working on the goals in my life. Because ain't nothing worse, man, than when you're trying to set some goals for yourself, but you got an ass of problems to deal with. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't saying you can't get through that shit, but you're going to have to get through it. So that's why I tell people, man, it's best, man, to sit down, man, and focus on what your problems is, man, and come up with a solution, man, to figuring out how to get rid of that shit, man. And a lot of times, man, them ain't even really your problems. Them ain't really your problems. Because I got something I want to share with y'all, man. Do you know in a year's time, it's 8,064 hours of time in a year? And do you know if you sleep 8 hours, that's 2,000 hours? So that's leave you with 6,000 hours in the year. And then when you go to work for another 8 hours, that's 2,000 hours. So it leave you to yourself 4,064 hours to deal with to yourself, woke, alive. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of y'all sit around here, man, and be talking about, man, you ain't got time to do this and you ain't got time to do that. Yeah, because you're doing too much time worrying about some shit you can't control instead of worrying and focusing on the shit you can control, like getting your shit together. Because I'm telling you, man, and I tell you all the time, man, this is what the Wake and Bake Show about, man. I'm telling you, I can't change your life. You got to do that shit for you, man. And I ain't finna sit down here all day long and break down shit bit for bit to try to get you to understand about what you need to do. You know what's wrong with your fucking life, man. So I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Because, man, you can find everything inside of us in a pig or in a horse, man. A heart, a lung, a kidney, all that in a pig and a horse got that shit. The only thing they don't got is this right here, man. That shit, that's what's up in your motherfucking head, man. You got a motherfucking mind that could change your motherfucking whole life if you just use it in the right way and stop using it the wrong way. Instead of using it in a way that can help you move forward, you'd rather use it in a way that'll keep you stuck, worrying about some shit you ain't got no control over. And then you wondering why you fucked up. But oh, but you want to act like everybody else that got their shit together. They only got their shit together because they did something fucked up to get there. Or oh, they had their family was rich and they had all this money. But you still got to discredit the shit they got to do to keep that shit. Because I'm pretty sure when they got it, it was less than what they got now. But y'all don't want to believe that. Because you believe just because you're going through some shit that everybody else got to go through it. But check this. They do. They just get through it. And so that's why I tell y'all, man. Man, look here. Stop setting goals for yourself, man. If you got a whole lot of problems in your life you ain't dealt with yet. Because a lot of y'all, man, just add more problems onto your life. Because now you got these problems, and now you done set a goal for yourself that you know you ain't doing nothing to even achieve that motherfucker. So now you done ran around here and told everybody about what you was going to do, and now you can't do it. Now you stressing out. Because now you done added another problem to your life that you didn't motherfucking need. But that's why I tell y'all, man, goals are problems too. Because you got to achieve that, bitch. Just like if you got somebody in your house and you got to figure out how you going to get them out. That's just how a goal is. You ain't got it. The thing is, you ain't even got the goal in your life. You got to go achieve that motherfucker. Leave the motherfucker in your house. You can remove him physically or goddamn, you know, find a way to get rid of. But a motherfucker goal, you ain't even got it. You know what I'm saying? You don't even got it. And that's just like most of your problems. You don't even got them problems you think you got. You just use them for excuses for why you ain't got your shit together. And that's why you hold on to problems. But that's your problem. Because I'm telling you, man, no matter what you say about a successful motherfucker that got their shit together, after you finish saying it, they still got their shit together. Hell, figure that shit out for you. Because I'm telling you, man, y'all, man, I'm telling you, man, can't be out here, man, worried about shit, man, and, oh, man, you know I need a this, oh, this right here, man, figure it out and get it right, man. Just like I put that post out the other day, man, life is just about like mathematics, man. You add what you need and you subtract what you don't need. But you can't be sitting around this motherfucker playing mind games with yourself thinking that, oh, I'm going to just sit here long enough and it's just going to go away. No, it ain't. And neither are you. As a matter of fact, you will go away before that problem will. You will be dead and gone and that problem is still living around here for your family to deal with. So all I'm saying is, man, listen here, man. Goals are problems too, man. And remember that. And remember that, man. Because like I said, man, you got the one thing that can change your whole motherfucking life and you refuse to use your own. You rather go out here and ask somebody else to use theirs to change your life. And that's your motherfucking mind. You rather go out here and spend 20, 30, you spend more time running around here to get the answer than you do getting the answer. So like I tell you, man, this big up, man. And I ain't got nothing to hide. Because I ain't want nothing from you. I tell y'all that all the time, man. I ain't trying to benefit off y'all or no kind of way, man. I just want to see people do what they need to do, man, and start acting like it's so hard and it's so motherfucking incredible. The reason you are in the situation, the reason you are where you are, because that's where you think you should be. Because that's all you think about. The type of shit that keep you in that situation. Because if you were thinking about something other than what you're going through, you would be moving on. You wouldn't even be going through the shit you're going through. But because that's all you think about, shit, that's all you're going to be about. Because see, I'll tell you, I don't think about that shit, man. Man, I'm thinking about big and better things. I'm thinking about what I got to do to achieve big and better things. I ain't sitting right here thinking about what nobody feel about me. Matter of fact, motherfucker come and be like, yo, big, oh, man, you know, motherfucker, I be like, hold up, stop. I don't even need that in my life. It ain't no useful to me. So I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear what somebody got to say about me negatively. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit don't got nothing to do with me. Because I'm going to ask you after that. What were they doing after they said that? And that'll answer your question on why they had so much time to worry about what the fuck I got going on. Because I'm telling you, man, hey, Boy, look here, man. I'm telling you. Just get it right, man. That's all I come to tell y'all to do, man. Man, just get your shit together, man. Don't be sitting around here waiting on nobody to goddamn come rescue or save you. And I'm pretty sure it's some people that'll do that shit, man. But how many times will they do that shit? So I'm telling you, man, you get your shit together. You figure out everything it's going to take for you to get your shit together. So if you ever fall off, you will know how to get your shit together again. And for all y'all motherfuckers that be running around here always talking about, oh, don't worry, you be up there, you know what, go up, come down. Well, let me tell you something right here, man. The only way a rich nigga get off a building, he got to jump. And that's his choice. You hear me? But shit just don't happen. Shit just don't go wrong in a motherfucker life. A motherfucker got to do all kind of shit to make shit just go wrong in their life. Just like you. But I'm just trying to tell y'all something, man. Hey, whether or not you do what you need to do, that's on you. I'm just here to give out this information, man, and goddamn add it and use it to my life, too. Because like I tell y'all, I ain't just sitting here talking to y'all, man. I'm talking to myself, too. I'm talking to my wife. I'm talking to anybody that'll listen to me that want to be successful in their life to just tell you, man, fuck your excuses, man. Because they don't help you become rich. They just help you become lazy. Hey, look here, man. Hey, check this out, man. I am done, man. I'm telling you, look, man, I have spent half of the day trying to do this, but it was a goal. I said I was going to get up and do this episode 7, man. Look, 3 more to go, man. 3 more to go. After that, we will be off. Season 2 will be ending after season, man, I'm telling you. So y'all better get this shit wise here. Because like I told y'all, man, be up 100, man. But I just want to share this with y'all before I go, man. And before I go, and like every time I go, man, and y'all say it with me. And that's a what? That's a motherfucking checkmate. Peace.